Good evening, everyone. This is Bing from the Bing and Bong Show. Bong is not here with us tonight. We are in beautiful Boston, Massachusetts, and happy to be taking part in the Boston Strong Benefit Concert for the victims of the terrible bombing here. And as always, rock and roll seems to be the salve to put on wounds like that, and we're happy to be here. And though Bong couldn't make it across country for this, we have a guest co-host here. This would be like on Johnny Carson when Jay Leno would be the guest host. So I'm Bing, and we have Twang here with us tonight.
Twang, I'll be your substitute.
Twang is taking the part of Bong tonight. Yes. If you're keeping score here. And for those of you who are big Bing and Bong fans, well, Twang's going to give Bong a run for his money tonight, because I'm going to ask him a few very important questions here about what we're doing here and where he's been and what's going on. So
I'm pretty intimidated.
Go ahead, Twang.
Mr. Bong has some extremely intimidating blue velvet shoes to fill, and I'm not even going to try to do that. But I'm happy to be here.
And if you haven't noticed, some of you may have detected a southern accent on the voice of Twang. That sounds like that could be like a kung fu movie, The Voice of Twang.
The Voice of Twang.
Ooh, yeah, that could be a show on stay tuned for a new series, The Voice of Twang.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But that would be Mr. Mac McAnally there. The 5-time CMA Musician of the Year is actually the voice of Twang.
Voice of Twang for the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
So I know it is good to be here. So we were just out listening to Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, Get Ready to Rock It.
Those boys are a rock and roll band, aren't they?
They are, and it's a good thing. And they came all the way from Singapore to do this show. So
that's pretty amazing, because I was talking to their manager, who is an old friend of mine, because people like us are old.
We are.
We have old friends. Yeah,
well spoken.
No, but that's they came from Singapore here, and as one who is an admirer of that city and been there before, my first question was, how did you get here?
Yeah,
it is a long way from Singapore to Boston. But actually, Twang,
yes,
I have a piece of information for you, because and correct me if I'm wrong, you people who live around Newark Airport, but I think the longest nonstop flight in the world is a Singapore Airlines flight that goes from Singapore direct to Newark, New Jersey.
That's impressive.
You ever been on that plane?
I've not been on that one. I've done Brisbane to Dallas, which is pretty long.
That's right. You guys did Brisbane to Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
I stayed behind a little bit.
Yeah, you surfed over, I think, as I recall.
Yeah. I think there was something going on. And yeah, I'd surfed off the stage, if I remember correctly.
I do. I remember that.
But that's the long, and I think that is 17 hours. So those guys came there and then had to get on a puddle jumper to Boston. And it's one thing to go 17 hours in a big airplane, as we know. It isn't fun, but at least you got room. But when you have to get on a commuter flight after that.
That's strong.
From Newark to Boston.
No, that's a dedicated hometown boys right there.
It is hometown boys, and I'm sure everybody will be happy that they're here, because we're friends, and Joe Perry is on our label.
He's on the label.
Joe Perry records for Mailboat.
Yeah. He's been a guest Coral Reefer out there with us before, too.
And we've known these guys a long, long time, and they're still doing it. And hometown boys make good. So tell me, because there are people on the show that I'm going to have to ask the genius behind the dials over there. Rodney may be, but he may be so old he doesn't know some of these acts. Now, who do we have? We got Jason Aldean. I know who
Jason
that is.
Aldean, yep, absolutely.
You haven't met him, nor have I.
Neither of us have met him, but he's kicking ass.
He's coming to Boston and selling out Fenway Park.
It's not frequently done. It's not frequently done.
No. And the thing of it is, well, I can't talk about that yet. There's some surprises coming for all you people around Boston, because we do come back. We come back here in 2 weeks to do our regular show out at the Great Woods Tweeter Dental Floss Center. I don't know what it is.
We've been doing restaurant scouting for the last couple of days.
Yes?
We got some spots, yeah.
I got a hint from a friend of mine in Paris about a really hot restaurant here that I gotta go to when we come back to town.
Yeah.
But who else we got on the show now? We got Boston.
Absolutely. Got Boston.
I go way back with those guys.
Got
Jay Giles.
Jay Giles Band. More local boys.
Absolutely. These people have shown up.
New Kids on the Block with the Dropkick Murphys. Now, that's a match that you don't imagine very often.
Okay, so Who are the Dropkick Murphys? I'll confess, I don't know who they are.
They're an Irish act, but they...
Dropkick Murphys? Yeah, sounds like a drunken Irish band.
Yeah,
is that what they are?
I think it's self-explanatory. I think the name
is self-explanatory. Young or old, do they have kilts?
New Kids will be an interesting... I know Joey from the New Kids finished the race like 10 minutes before the explosion, and he was just sitting in Copley Square huffing and puffing because he just ran a marathon.
Oh, that's cool.
So he was early on. Donnie Wahlberg, I think, made the initial call to say, well, we got to do something. He was there. He was like 10 minutes behind running the race.
Yes, so. And Donnie's here, and a lot of people who have a lot of connections to this city and to helping out after that tragedy. So,
you know, our little section of the show, a pretty good hometown.
We do have a hometown section in there. Yeah, we got Mr. James Taylor.
Lovely,
effervescent Carole King, still one of those voices.
She's amazing.
I heard it at soundcheck, and I'm thinking, what was the name of that album? The best one, the better?
Tapestry.
Tapestry, that's it.
It was the biggest selling album of all time, I think, until Fleetwood Mac Rumors came along.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, we're in that segment.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
But you might ask, well, why am I up here? Well, for the obvious reason that, you know, it's always good to be able to give back anywhere. But this town especially has been very, very good to me. Because for those who don't know, Come Monday broke out of this town here in Portland, Oregon. I wrote Boat Drinks in a bar here. That's memorable.
That's outstanding, yeah.
Yeah, that works. And we're kind of living in the shadow of that song right now with what's going on with our album, which, by the way, Mr. McAnally and Mr. Utley have completed. The album is done. Can we tell them when it's coming out?
Yeah. I think you should, yeah.
Well, hell yeah. We're on the radio station and the record.
If we're wrong, we'll just say we're rock and rollers.
Nobody's going to kick us off the label, are they?
No, I don't believe so.
So, August something.
16th what you told me, yeah, I believe.
August 16th, album will come out. For those of you who've been to the show, we're playing a couple of songs on it. And it's called Songs from Saint Somewhere, which is the line that came from Boat Drinks, which was written right here in Boston. And this, as I said, this city has been very, very good to us, and Great Woods and where we play on a regular yearly basis has been one of the great places. I've got a lot of great memories here. The two best memories are when we did play Fenway Park.
Yeah.
When we rode into Fenway Park in the duck boats to work.
That was amazing. And we got a little credit for helping break the curse of the Babe, you know.
We got credit for that because that's the year that the Red Sox won the pennant. We did a skit on stage, which people think might have had a little juju effect on ridding the curse of the Bambino from Fenway.
Yeah.
So I'll take credit for anything.
I think you should just jump right in.
Somebody just put it out there, and I said, well, why not?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we did a show, and to tell you how loyal fans are in this city to their city and to people, to their sports teams and to people that they who have adopted kind of this town in one fashion or another. So we were playing a show, and we did one show, and then there was a hurricane out in the Atlantic.
Right.
And so we looked at the weather, and we weren't, you know, we do not cancel unless we have to, and unless the wind blows everything down. But we were looking at it, and we did the first show, and then the forecast came in. We had a day off. And so we knew that it was either going to rain. We had to make a decision. We said, well, and a lot of the powers that be wanted to cancel the show and reschedule. And I said, what we ought to do is reschedule it for early in the day because this city and New England in general knows about bad weather. So we just went on the radio and said, look, we're going to move it up earlier because it's going to rain like hell, but it's not going to rain as hard as it would be raining if we did it.
At Showtime.
Yeah. And we did it a day before, and Everybody came. In foul weather gear, all dressed, but everybody came, and that's the kind of fans you have here. And I expect that in this building tonight as the emotions will run high.
Absolutely, as they should.
Music being the healing thing for all things, that's what we're doing here.
It's one of the only things in the world that turns bad into good, music, and we get to call it a job.
It's our job. That's what.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Hey.
Hey.
Where's a pencil?
I know. Wait, that could be a line in the song. So I have to go around to the other side of the stage. So I'm going to give Rodney the microphone back. But stay tuned because we'll be broadcasting most of the show live tonight. And we'll see y'all from Boston again in 2 weeks. All right. I'd like to thank my incredible guest, co-host, Twang. Bong will be back as scheduled. Okay, so listen in. Take care.